Texte numéro 86. The future of technology, it's in your hand. If a year is a long time in politics, then it's an eternity in communications technology. 14 years ago, about 400 million people were using the internet. Today, the number of net users is pushing the 3 billion mark. But that's not the really big news. What's truly startling is that 2 billion of these folks are getting their internet connections primarily via smartphones that can access the internet as well as make voice calls, send text messages, and do the other things that old-fashioned feature phones could do. This is startling because smartphones are a relatively new development, and when they first appeared less than a decade ago, most of us thought they would remain an elite consumer product for a long time to come. Staples of affluent professionals in the industrialized world, but of no relevance to poor people in the developing world who would continue to be delighted with crude feature phones that could just about do SMS. How wrong can you be? We underestimated both the power of Moore's Law and human nature. Computer chip power doubles every 18 months. Everyone gets a pocket supercomputer. Once upon a time, only geeks and early adopters had powerful computers. The advent of the smartphone means that now everyone has one. And when that happens, technology ceases to be technology and becomes, effectively, invisible, like electricity and running water in the developed world. When tech is fully adopted, it disappears. In 10 years' time, the word smartphone will be greeted by blank looks from most people under the age of 25. It's difficult to overstate the implications of this change. Internet users already spend more time in mobile apps than they do on the web. This is partly because, in general, smartphones are far more sophisticated devices than PCs, but largely because they are always nearby and always on. The smartphone business overtook the PC industry in 2012. And now dwarfs it for the simple reason that people change their phones much more rapidly, every 2 years, than they upgrade their PCs, every 5 years. Smartphone and tablet sales now account for nearly half of the entire consumer electronics industry. More Apple and Android phones have now been sold, for example, than all the Japanese cameras ever made. What this means is that the contours of our emerging networked future are now beginning to emerge from the fog of hype, patent litigation, and informed bewilderment that obscures our view of computing and networking technology. What we're witnessing is the fusion of the internet with mobile telephony. All we have to do is to figure out what that means for our grandchildren. Adapted from The Observer, November 2014.